I'm even doing the captain's job for him now.
From These Three Media,
this is the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
These Three Media,
Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
Hello, welcome to Three Men and a Microphone from These Three Media. My name is Ian Barstow and this is episode 56. Thank you so much for downloading, liking, subscribing, sharing and all that social media stuff we asked you to do. It's much appreciated. If you want to find out more, head over to the website threemenandamicrophone.co.uk or search for us on Facebook and Twitter. Darren, hello.
Hello. This will mean nothing to nobody. It's like, you know when you listen to other radio presenters, they do techie talk.
Yes.
It goes over everybody's heads. But have you been twiddling with your knobs, by the way, Damien? Captain.
Why?
Because our music sounds ace.
Is it sounding louder?
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. Have you been playing?
I may have just slightly worked out what was happening and what was going wrong before.
Yeah.
And I think Zoom, which we use to record these, because we're still on the lockdown, social distancing, all that sort of stuff, has got new settings.
Well, the video things are available.
No, just use Zoom. Everyone does. It's fine. I'm not sponsored by them. I pay the money every month. I can tell you who I use. Darren, thank you. Damien, hello.
Oh, sorry. Let me just throw that shape. Sorry, I'm just throwing shapes to this song. I tell you, it's like I feel like Doobie Quack Quack back in the Doobie Quack 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 Quack. This is so great. God, it's good to be on Three Men and a Microphone. Yeah.
Don't ever make that sound on face again. It's very disturbing. So thank you so much for downloading this episode and for listening wherever you are listening. We are here to entertain you for the next 40, 50 minutes or so. Coming up on Damien's Bits, Damien, what have we got this week? Because you're changing it every week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this week. We're going to have a little bit of a throwback to a kind of an 80s, early 90s quiz. It's going to get you both involved and we're going to have a right giggle. So Damien's Bits a bit later on when we have a throwback to the old 80s, 90s. It's going to be good.
For copyright reasons, it's not a show format that would be classed as a copyrightable format, is it?
It's actually not a show on its own. It was a game within a show. So it's, it's a game within a show.
Okay, fine.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, we will find out later. And coming up on the Retro Hall of Fame this week, we have a voice artist legend who has developed and come up with some of the best and most memorable creatures and animals and puppets from your childhood. That is all coming up on the Retro Hall of Fame. And all of that is coming up on Three Men and Microphone, which starts now. Do you like my t-shirt, by the way?
Oh. Yeah, I do like that, actually.
What is that?
I like that a lot.
It's Doctor Who and Canine, but as Sooty and Snoopy. Mm. So Snoopy and Charlie Brown.
Proper geek fest going on your chest.
Yeah. My chest is a geek fest. Right.
No innuendo there, then.
No.
Oh, dear me.
Got a pigeon sat right outside the window.
The pigeon street.
I think that was my side, actually.
Oh, was it? It was someone's.
Yeah, it's definitely my side. I can hear it out.
To be fair, it's the clematis growing over the front of the white cottage that I live in that looks very, very picture-card.
The clematis.
Yes, the clematis. So
I wouldn't mind giving your clematis a quick trim.
Oh, don't you just love, you know, a stuck-up wannabe farmer, eh?
Do you know what? It started off and I was in ever such a bad mood, but as it's gone on, the crematus has made me so marvellous.
If you go back a few episodes, I can't remember which one it is, I did something for the first time that you both were very disgusted by, which was you wearing my pyjamas to the local shop, if you remember.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I do. Sorry, I thought you were going to say turn up then. I was disgusted by that. But...
turn up.
Yes, you went for those that haven't heard, you went to the local shop in your pyjamas, slippers, and dressing gown with no underwear on. It was a very disgusting thought.
Yes. Anyway, I've done something else this weekend for the very first time, but it's not that disgusting, but I've never had one of these before.
Oh, go on then.
And I've been told that it would help me quite a bit. And I thought, nah, I'm not into that. No, I don't fancy any of that. It was a belated Christmas present for her wife. And it was a spa weekend, and I had a back massage.
Ooh.
And I'm wearing the robe. First of all, my shorts didn't fit, right? So obviously the belly's hanging over the top of the shorts. I look like a spinning top, right?
Or a Weeble Wobble. Do you remember Weeble Wobbles? Weeble Wobble. Yeah. They don't fall down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I squeezed into my shorts, my swimming shorts, and I put the dressing gown on. First of all, in the room, in the dressing gown in the spa hotel, I put on the wrong dressing gown. I put on the wife's, because they give you his and hers.
How can you have his and hers dressing gowns?
Well, I don't know. The first one I put on wouldn't fit. Then the next one was like a bath sheet and it went all around me. It was great. So I nicked that one. And then we went down to the spa for our treatments. And she said, you know, are you worried about anything about this? I said, yes. I have a little bit of backache every morning, but I'm carrying a little bit of weight still, but I am going to the gym. I'm trying to work that off. He said, well, do me a favor, lie down on the couch, right, and put your head in the hole.
Of the couch, yes.
Of the couch, and I'll come back in. And she said, try and put the towel around your bottom area, right?
So had you, so you'd taken off, you'd sort of...
I'll leave the shorts on.
Oh, leave the shorts on, right, okay.
And then all the music's playing, and the music was like giving me goosebumps. It was really nice.
Was it sort of that type of calming music?
Slower and softer.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Waves and dolphins.
Yeah. And then every now and again, a drum beat. Anyway, so there was that going on. It was lovely. And she'd come in and she put some hot oil down the middle of my back. And, oh, wow. And she's not even put any fingers on me yet. And then she started rubbing it all in, massaging the back and the shoulders.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is lovely. And then she started. Things were popping and cracking and moving around. I was in agony. And she said, oh, there's a knot.
An experiment with going deeper?
With the knots, yes.
Things were popping in my shoulder. And then she said, oh, there's a big one here. Let me get that. And, you know, and then afterwards, she calmed everything down again after she was cracking and popping and all that kind of stuff. And then she just did like an all-over kind of calm down kind of ending to the back massage. And I was making noises that I haven't put up. Well, you know, because I snore, I haven't made these noises for a long time. But they are my happy noises.
And so was this massage, did it work? See, I've never had a proper therapist massage before.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
Oh,
and
it's
amazing. When they get those knots,
they hurt.
Oh, it's like they've gone inside your skin. And yes. It's like they've pulled it off your flesh. But I'd say it's great. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and me and the wife are now converted into massage fans. So we will be having a monthly massage. So I've gone onto the internet locally and looked for any massage parlors. I'm not going to tell you what I found. It's terrifying. But there are some we won't be using.
I have no idea what you mean. I'm very innocent with all of this, to be honest. But blimey, is this like from Sid when he found something under his floorboards?
Yes,
many episodes ago.
Yes, it was. Yes, but it was a lovely experience in the end.
See, the closest I've got to having a proper massage. So a woman I used to work with actually got trained by the company to do massaging to help the general health of the people working in the office. So you would sort of say, name is Link, and I got a really bad shoulder. So when I used to do the gym, I struggled with my shoulder. And she would literally, you'd sit on the chair, and she would she'd get right underneath the shoulder blades, proper, almost like half a thumb underneath the shoulder blades. And then she'd just, and you could almost feel this knot just like go poof out.
Yeah, that's what it does.
But
yeah.
Then she does that bit on when they sort of, you do that on your back, you know, chopping on your back. And then she, and it's like, oh, that just, it felt amazing.
To end with, she did it, she kind of like used the nails at the back of my bald head here on the neck and the back. And I just said, I ain't going back out there to the wife. Look, I'm staying in here. I'm staying in here. You continue doing that.
What other treatments did you get for this in this spa weekend?
We got access to the pool, the hot tub, the sauna. The sauna, I've never been in a sauna before. It's so uncomfortable. It's red
hot. You've never been in a sauna?
No.
Oh, see, no. I like saunas.
I went in the pool first.
Not that type of sauna.
And when I went into the sauna, the wooden seats were red hot, really, really hot. I thought, if I sit there, I'll still sizzle. I'm not sitting on there.
See, the worst thing... Sorry, go on.
No, you've got to be a particular person to enjoy those, because you do feel a bit pruney. And then I always smell feet. So like if I'm sitting in one of these saunas, some person will come in of a older age and you suddenly smell cheesy what's-its and sweat. And for me, like I'm meant to be relaxing, but I'm gagging. I'm like, ugh!
The gym I used to go to had a wet sauna and a dry sauna. So the wet sauna is just basically like a steamy, misty place where you can go into. And then the dry sauna is obviously the dry sauna. So you used to go into the wet sauna, then come out and go into the dry sauna. But when I was at the gym, obviously early morning, so you used to go into the sauna after you'd done your workout. And then you'd sort of sit there and then someone else would walk in and you'd think, And then they'd just get two massive scoops of water, dump it all on the hot stones, and about 2 seconds later, you'd be like, I can't breathe!
Wife asked me to go and see if there was anybody in the steam room. There was a steam room next to it as well. So I said, oh, I've never been in one of them either. So I knocked on the window. So, rat-tat-tat-tat. And I didn't hear anybody go, we're in here, right? I thought, right, because of COVID, there's only two people allowed in these little rooms anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you had to be, you know, related to or in the same bubble or whoever you arrived with. And I opened, I crept the glass door open a little bit and I kind of shouted in. I went, anybody in here? And before anyone could say yes, I saw two naked legs.
Whoa! Whoa!
Yeah, and I thought, sorry, if you were having some happy time and chilling out, I'll leave you to it.
See, we didn't like to say, but
it weren't and... obviously. They were just in the swim gear, but all I could see was two legs. Sorry, four legs.
We should have really told him, Ian, that we went for a little hot tub.
I know. Yeah, we bubbled up together, especially, didn't we? Yeah. We could have invited you in, Darren.
He's three media,
three men and a microphone podcast.
Now, sometimes people should just stick to their professions. So it's like singers, I think, sometimes are better as singers. You've got, you know, maybe dancers who are great at dancing. Dancers, yeah.
They're not dancers, they're dancers.
Yeah, but they dance on the grass sometimes.
No, they dance on the grass.
Where are you from? Windsor?
Yeah, it's not dancers. I can't stand that when they do it on shows. It's like, oh, today's dancer. It's not. It's a dancer, not a dancer.
Come on, Darmian. Carry on.
All right. Well, I think we should listen to Murder on the Dance Floor and see what she says exactly. During the song.
Murder on the Dance Floor. Murder on the Dance Floor. Not Murder on the Dance Floor.
All right. What do you want? A drink of water or water?
Water. But you don't say water. You say water.
You're watering down my feature here, sweetheart.
But it's not dance. It's not dancer. It's dancer. Anyway.
I'm just going to sit back and watch it all unfold. Go on,
this
boys.
Comes from the man who, what was it, Chosen? What did he say? That pathetic word he came out with a couple of weeks ago.
Anyway, carry on.
Oh, you don't like it when it's back
no,
to
no,
you?
No, it's fine. I freely admit that sometimes I make mistakes with my words, but I don't say dancer and grass.
You know what you remind me of? A ferret.
And paw.
You are a ferret. You are a ferret in my pants. Anyway, right.
I've been called worse things.
Now, soaps in general have a little bit of realism in them. You know, they can be good for social issues and can bring a lot of things to the forefront. So over the years, soaps have been great for that, whether it's mental health, whether it's drug use, different things. It has been, they've played a real part. What I don't really want to see, though, is when I'm watching Hollyoaks on a Sunday, having me McMuffin, to see AJ and what's-his-face Pritchard from Strictly Come Dancing turn up on Hollyoaks. Because... Right, let me tell you something now, right? And I'm sorry for Hollyoaks fans here, but El Dorado, back in the 90s, terrible. Awful acting, terrible. It was like Oscar-worthy acting compared to Pritchard and Pritchard. I've actually got a clip, okay? And I'm going to play you a clip of their first scene together. So if we just have this now. This is the Pritchards appearing on Hollyoaks.
You can sort the edit out on this.
Well, no, no, no. One thing you'll learn as you listen to more episodes of these is Damien and technology do not mix whatever.
Damien, it's the big arrow that says PLAY on it.
Right, here we go. Have a little listen to this. Oh, no, I've gone off that. I don't want to go off that page. Okay, here we go. Have a little listen to this.
Your phone better than you.
Have a listen to this. This is what you call acting. No, we're still not quite.
Honestly, you know, do you know what phone you should have? You know those big phones you get your grandma and your granddad?
My mum's got one.
Yeah, with the massive keys on them, the Dora phones, or whatever they are. You should have one of those.
Yeah, I've just got my mum a new set-top box.
Oh, here we go. Okay, we're ready. Here we go. So, and be honest with me. Tell me if you think this is great, but awful.
Finally, I'm getting something you forgot about. What does mum say? Probably stop whinging. True. How's Trish? Heartbroken. Couldn't have been further from the truth. Well, that's made my day, Dad. There'll be nothing compared to what we've got planned for her.
There'll be nothing to what we've got planned for her. Oh, that's bad.
That's like us doing a you know.
No, I don't want you to play again.
For a school play.
No, just stop.
Is that the advert?
Yeah.
I've read that they've not gone down very well on social media and with fans for their rather bad acting.
They've gone already. So basically they're claiming it was just a cameo. 100% axed. But I mean, that was bad. Oh, and okay then.
There's been some bad acting in Hollyoaks. I've not watched Hollyoaks for years. The odd clips I have found have not been, it's not age very well for me, but that sounded really bad. That was almost as bad as when I played a bookworm in The Wizard of Wobbling Rock, and it was called Wobbling Rock, so it wasn't just like a bad Jonathan Ross impression. It was The Wizard of Wobbling Rock, which was a school play I did back in Dingleside Middle School when I played a bookworm and I had to sing.
No, that's the wrong show. That's something else. Sorry about that. No, that's the wrong clip.
You got all these clips of the Pritchards. Are you fans of them then?
No.
Although AJ, come on, I wouldn't, you know, when he was in Strictly Come Dancing, because he's left Strictly Come Dancing now. He's not in it anymore.
But it's a thing, isn't it? Just to say, maybe just stick to, you know, what you're good at. It doesn't always work to go over to something else. It's like, you know, we all know our skills. We all know our skill set. Darren, you're never going to be a radio presenter. Sorry, Darren, you're never going to be a...
national radio presenter.
See, I've got a bugbear. And my thing is, now we do a podcast. This is a podcast you're listening to. And we put a lot of work in this. But why is it that any celebrity under the sun can suddenly go, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do a podcast. And every single celebrity you could possibly think of is out there swamping the market with their named podcast, which they don't really know what they're doing. And they just get loads of people to help them and they sound rubbish.
And they're all famous people. They're famous pals doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm getting something you forgot about. What did mum say? Probably stop whinging. True. How's Trish? Heartbroken. She thought she was about to get engaged. Couldn't have been further from the truth. Well, that's made my day, Dad. There'll be nothing compared to what we've got planned for her.
Three men and a microphone.
Like a breakfast show.
But not at breakfast.
And with no music.
And it's a podcast.
So nothing like a breakfast show, really.
Do you want to turn that audio off?
Turn it off now.
We've moved on, Damien. We've moved on.
It's time to delve into the archive
for the Retro Hall of Fame
on the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
So this is the Retro Hall of Fame, and this is where we allow one person to pick one item to be entered into the Retro Hall of Fame. Whether it gets in or not is up to me, Damien, and Darren. We have the deciding votes. We're quite harsh on what we do and what we don't allow into the Retro Hall of Fame. And this week's special celebrity guest is rather a big guest. It's rather a special person. Darren, do you want to explain who this is, please?
He is a very, very famous person, and he supplied the voices to some of the biggest children's characters that you could even imagine, way before our time, boys. So we're going back to Muffin the Mule, which we've heard of but never watched, probably. Then again, actually, Ian, you're a lot older than me, so you probably did watch
them. I'm 1 year older than you, and the only clip I've ever seen of Muffin the Mule is the one they always play whenever they talk about Muffin the Mule. Thank you.
So there's that. Also, he supplied the voice. He is actually Zippy. And also, he operated and made versions of and worked with Matthew Corbett with Sooty and Sweep, which brings us nicely onto his Retro Hall of Fame. The man in question is Ronnie LaDrew. Ronnie LaDrew, my guest on Three Men and a Microphone. I would like you to pick a item, TV program, or anything from way back then to be placed in our Retro Hall of Fame.
Well, I think it'll have to be The Sooty Show with Matthew Corbett and, Harry Corbett, of course, then, because I had such a ball working on that particular show. There you go.
Did you get wet operating Sooty, by the way? Because he used to do a lot of mischief, didn't he?
Absolutely. Funny enough, the times I got wet, now, if you remember, there was always bathroom scenes with the Sooty Show, wonderful bathroom scenes. And Sooty was in the bath, in the water, but Sweep, when I was doing Sweep, was under the shower. Now, where did that water go? Straight on the head of the puppeteer. So, certainly did. Yeah, and of course we did painting and decorating scenes, and where did the paint go when it was went over the puppets but also went over us? The way of the job, I suppose.
Ronnie LaDrew, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for your Retro Hall of Fame. It's been an absolute pleasure, and it's good to see that you're well, you're safe, and you're still at it as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, I'm going up to Nottingham at the end of June to do a talk, and they're going to show the film Labyrinth too. This is the Nottingham Puppet Festival, and there is a website you can find out all about it. But anyway, there you are. I'm still busy, and thank you very much for inviting me, Darren. It's been great.
Ronnie, thank you so much.
So thank you very much to Ronnie LaDrew, and what a good surname that is, for his Retro Hall of Fame pick, which is Sooty and Sweep. Now, Damien, we'll go to you first.
I'm so giddy, because that for me was one of the best Retro Hall of Fames, and I cannot wait to hear more of him, but we'll talk about that later. Fantastic. Really, wow. I'm kind of starstruck. Because that was just a throwback to my youth. Just amazing. That, for me, was my favourite Retro Hall of Fame.
Ooh, Darren.
See, I'm with Damien on this, because I loved the show when I was a child. My eldest boy, who's leaving school next week, shock horror, right? I took him to see it when he was about 5 years old, so it goes through the generations. And I believe it's still on tour now, with a family member of Matthew Corbett, which was our 80s era of Sooty and Sweep. But so for me, if we're voting now, are we voting now, Captain?
Not quite yet, because I need to give my opinion first.
Okay.
So I am going to say it wasn't my favourite TV show as a child. I wasn't really a Sooty and Sweep person.
No, because you were watching Tomorrow's World.
Yeah, probably was, because I was intellectual in my younger years. So what?
No, he was watching Press Gang.
Of course he was.
I was watching Press Gang, actually. You're quite right. Press Gang and you know, the more intellectual stuff. So, it wasn't one of my favourite ones. However, as a Retro Hall of Fame item for people of our age and older, Sooty and Sweep was a massive part of childhood. It was a massive programming lots of people's childhood. So let's do the vote. Io will start, and I am actually going to say yes, because I think it's a very good retro item. Damien.
1,000,000%. This is one of my favorites. It takes me back. Everything about it is retro. I remember when they used to be in the bathroom, and they used to have the same plastic kind of set that I used to have at home in the 80s, with a little mirror in where you had your soap. It just was fantastic. Really, really fantastic retro. And I would put that near the very front of our display in the Retro Hall of Fame.
Darren.
I was more of a fan of Sweep than I was Sooty, and he would hate me for that. Yeah. And I used to love Sue's voice. Oh, she sounded really beautiful and peaceful and calming. For me, it's yes.
So, it is with great pleasure that we allow and induct Sooty and Sweep into the Retro Hall of Fame. And as if by magic and some strange, strange coincidence, we just happened to have an interview with Ronnie LaDru out very soon. In fact, on Friday, looks at paperwork, bear with me. Friday the 11th of June, the interview with Ronnie LaDru is out on the Interviews podcast. All the information you need will be in the show notes, or search the interviews from These Three Media, and you'll be able to listen to that interview from the 11th of June. Is it a good interview, Darren? You did it.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. And he brought back a lot of memories for me. And it was a big career highlight. I've interviewed a lot of people, boys, and you know I have. I've interviewed a lot of talented celebrities, some major film stars like George Clooney. And Brad Armpit and all those kind of people, but Ronnie LaDru is by far the biggest celebrity and the nicest person I've ever interviewed.
I cannot wait. I am genuinely going to get a pizza or get a takeaway, have a little bit of lager, and I'm going to chill out. I'm going to download the interviews, and I cannot wait for that interview. That is so exciting. These Three Media. Spoiling,
and that interview is out on the 11th of June. Search for the Interviews podcast and you will find it on there. And also an extra little tidbit, coming up in a couple of weeks' time, we have a very, 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 very special guest picking a Retro Hall of Fame item that might be a certain member of Rainbow. Ooh. Certain member of Rainbow and a Retro Hall of Fame item on the 3 Men of the Microphone podcast. I am so excited! And if you want to watch that live, you can do. We're going to be doing it on the 10th of June. Fingers crossed if Damien manages and remembers that we're actually doing a live show. We'll be doing it on the 10th of June on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. Just search 3 Men and a Microphone. Follow us on all of those and you will be able to watch the show on the monthly live special we do, where we have a very special Retro Hall of Fame from a certain member of Rainbow. And it's not Bungle.
What, they've been doing this over a year? When I recorded the first jingle, I gave them 3 months.
And it's still going. And no one understands how. You're listening to 3 Men and a Microphone.
Now, you boys always give me a lot of grief about the TV shows that I watch, because they're all a little bit old school, a little bit old and a little bit cheesy.
Rubbish.
Awful. Don't start. Don't start. They, we're not going to go down the route of Moonwalker and Grease 2 and Wild at Heart again. We're leaving that alone. There's something new on Netflix. Well, it's newish anyway. It's 4 seasons in. Season
it's
five.
Not that new then, is it, really? If it's 4 seasons in, it's at least 4 years old.
Anyway, and season 5 has had a bit of a break, and then they're going to start filming it anyway. And I found myself, I thought, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to watch the first, I like to watch the trailer first, all the teases about it, and then I'll give the show a watch. And but I've never been really into the period drama programs.
Oh, God,
I'm not
Lord.
A fan of. I'm not a fan of Mr. Selfridge, whatever it was called. Not a fan of Downton Abbey or Call the Midwife or anything like that.
It's going to be The Crown. 100%. It's going to be The Crown.
Yes, it is.
Do you know what? How long have we worked together now? Because I can read you like a book.
Can I finish what I'm going to say about The Crown?
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I started watching first couple of episodes and I found myself binge watching the rest of it. I did all four seasons in a week.
I'm with you, actually. And we don't always agree in a lot, but I used to love Victoria with Gemma Coleman as well.
Oh, it was a theme tune music to Victoria. It was just amazing. Yes.
So I'm with you, Darren. It's one on our to-do list. We've got so much to watch at the moment because considering we had lockdown and a lot of productions ended, the amount of drama that's on TV at the moment is brilliant. So, no, I will tip my hat to you. And some of it, apparently, was also filmed at Ragley Hall, close to where I live in Worcestershire.
Was it?
So it was indeed, yeah, the exterior. So, yeah, but it's one of the most expensive TV programmes to make, isn't it?
It's £100 million minimum a series.
Is that because of the big names in it? Or
no,
that's because of
the costumes, the locations, the sets. Because you think they've literally got to make the crown for the queen and they've got to make all of the stuff that she wears and the royal family, and they're not cheap stuff, and the weddings. It is the most expensive TV show ever commissioned, but it is absolutely fantastic. It looks gorgeous.
Mm.
So let me go into why I really enjoyed it. One, I learned that Princess Margaret, she was a saucy character, wasn't she?
She was in real life, had a very fruitful and interesting life.
Just remember, though, it's not real.
This is what I'm going to say.
Some of it is based on factual. Not all of it is, because I think they have little suggestions about Queenie and other suggestions later on in the seasons that I raised an eyebrow at when my mother-in-law told me. I was like, oh!
It's an artistic license based on historical fact. I think that's how the writer has described it.
So I had to Google, when it was doing a storyline, I had to Google, I put the storyline in and to find out if anything popped up. The one I was most shocked about, and it's quite controversial, and it kind of upset me a little bit, was the mental illness in the sisters. Could kind of hid away. Do you know about this, Ian, or not?
I do. That's never been... They have never sort of admitted anything about it. It's one of those where it is rumoured that there was these two sisters that were sort of sent away from the rest of the family because they had mental health problems. But it's never been proven and it's never really been officially commented on at all.
But I believe from what I can read on the internet, I'm not 100% sure, but I can believe that some of that is partly true.
I think there was members of the family that did have health issues and that they weren't. I imagine it's probably more the fact that they didn't bring them into public life, not that they didn't hide them away. I think
it was a different world back then.
It was very much so.
A long, long time ago.
Fascinating. And anything to do, and again with Victoria, I mean, she was just phenomenal. Phenomenal. And what a powerful woman. But like her and Albert really kind of were ahead of their time. And Albert kind of in a way. Prince Philip had a lot of Albert in terms of the interest, etc. It's just, I am a bit of a royalist, to be honest, and I will watch that. So maybe we can cozy up and watch that together one time, Darren.
I never used to be until we lost the Duke, Prince Philip.
Hmm.
And then I wanted to know, because I saw photographs of them having a laugh together and his history and all that kind of stuff. And when I learned that he was a Greek, which is one of my lot, I thought, this is great. I want to know.
I mean, Queenie, again, for the Queen to do Zoom calls now, you think about the generations that she's been...
Oh, you know she's not there. You know she's not there going, can you send me the link? I'll just click on there. You know she's got someone else there going, I'm just going to get this ready for you, Mom. There you go. Just sit down there. There's the camera, Mom. Just talking to there.
Mrs. Brown's boy. She has it sent
You say that. You don't know that's true.
He said, the actor.
Yeah,
said,
but wouldn't you say it? I'd say the Queen listens to this podcast if it meant we get a bit of publicity.
Just bear with me. Oh, hiya. Yeah, Your Majesty, sorry. No, not at all. No. Okay, yes, we will bring... The top five isn't coming back. No. I've got to go.
Like what you're listening to?
Then don't forget to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen.
This is Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.
Damien loves his bits. He loves showing off his bits. He loves talking about his bits. So it's time for Damien's Bits.
Now, Damien's Bits has gone through some changes over the last few weeks, and I believe this week is going to be changed even more. Damien, over to you.
You're right, Captain. It is evolving and it's changing and morphing into a butterfly that's flying all over the radio ether. Now, we did have an awful Damien's Bits last week when we did some general knowledge. Our focus group said it was one of the worst items they've ever heard, and we have abolished that, and you'll never hear that again. So what we're going to do, we're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to go into our little time capsule. We're going to go back to the 1980s, late 80s, early 90s, and we're going to play a little game, guys. All right? Remember Des O'Connor?
Yes.
Remember Take Your Pick?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's a game in that. It's really fun. And I think you guys are going to love it. Ladies and gentlemen, this week on Damien's Bits, it's time for the yes-no game. Okie dokie. Well, thank you for tuning in to the yes-no game. And today's contestants are a man from Worthing. Let's say hello to Darren Antrobus.
From where? Hello.
Woking. Is that where you're from?
No. North.
Right. Okay. So, the object of the game, Darren, is to say, is not to say yes or no. Okay?
Oh, you tricked me there, didn't you?
No. We haven't started yet. We haven't started yet.
Are you going to introduce me? Because you sort of just explained the game without introducing me.
No, because if he goes off and I introduce the next contestant.
Okay, here we go then.
Oh, okay, right, okay. So,
not on it yet.
Oh, okay, right. So I need to get ready with my buzzer.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, is this how it's working?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, right. So what's yes, no?
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, now you're only doing one sound effect for no.
So I'm playing this.
That's right.
Okay.
Marvellous. Okay, so Darren Antrobus, welcome hello to the yes, no game. Can I start now?
Yeah. Oh.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
Yes, that's so bad.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. So we move on now to our next guest, which is Ian Michaels from Norwich.
Well,
hello,
who?
Ian.
Who? What?
Sorry.
Who's Ian Michaels? I haven't been that for years.
We've got Ian Barstow from Cumbria. Welcome to the show, Ian. We're going to play the yes-no game. Are you ready?
I am.
Brilliant. Okay. Did you just say yes?
I didn't.
Okay. You like strawberries, though, don't you?
Not really.
On cream?
No, I'm allergic.
How old is it?
Oh, I think I did one then, and Darren didn't play it. You didn't play it, though.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
Play it again.
Right, we go over now to our next contestant, that is Darren from East Sussex. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Damien, how are you?
I'm very good. Okay, so I understand in this game you can only say yes or no. Is that right?
Correct.
Excellent. Okay, do you enjoy reading books?
I do.
Harry Potter?
I do.
Is that your favourite book?
Unfortunately not.
Are you smiling?
I am.
Do you like animals?
I do.
Can mice swim?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
Haven't got a clue.
Is your room big?
It is.
Are you sleeping?
I am.
What time are you up in the morning?
Very early.
That's early.
It is.
And what time are you on till tonight?
10.
When's his birthday?
Whose?
Your son.
Jack.
Yeah, it's just the three of you guys, isn't it?
It is.
Iceland. Okay. And you just said no, didn't you?
Eh?
You just said yes, didn't you?
I didn't.
Right, okay. Do you like cream?
I don't.
Do you like strawberries?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, you were doing quite well then.
I was.
One more round each. Are you ready? Here we go.
It's still.
Here we go. Ian, let's go. Here we go. Yes, no game. Are you Polish?
I'm not.
Do you have a mobile phone?
I do.
Would you say you're happy?
I am.
Do you like sport?
I do.
Do you like cooking?
I do.
Okay. Do you like animals?
A lot.
Cats?
Not really.
Dogs?
Love them.
What's your favourite?
Border collie.
That's a dog.
It is.
Are you smiling?
I am.
You didn't say no, though, did you?
I didn't.
Okay. Is pink your favourite colour?
No.
Oh! What, oh!
That's so annoying! Oh!
One more?
One more.
Okay. So, Darren, do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do.
Did you say you had three?
I don't.
How old is he?
54.
Do you get on well?
I don't.
Are you better than him at sport?
I am.
When's his birthday?
April.
Is that the summer?
It is.
Spring?
It's... yeah, nearly. Oh!
And that is the yes-no game on Damien's Bits. We'll be back next week with an even better one. See you then.
Clean edit. I'm even doing the captain's job for him now.
From These Three Media,
this is the Three Men and a Microphone podcast.
So coming up next week on the show, we are live. We're doing a live record. We do these. We used to do them every week, and we're now going to be doing them every month because we've got better things to do with our lives than sit on here every Thursday night doing a live show. But anyway, we are going to be doing a live show on Thursday, June the 10th. And you can watch that on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. Three Men and a Microphone Live. It's a lot of fun. You get to see all the bits that don't make the show, all the bits that go wrong, which is quite a lot, quite often. With me playing jingles in the wrong place and all that sort of stuff. So you can watch that on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter, Thursday the 10th of June from 8 o'clock. Damien, what is coming up on Damien's Bits on the special live show?
It's very exciting, and because I think it went so well tonight, we have got a very, very special live episode of the Yes No Game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be live. And there's going to be some very, very interesting questions. And we may even have a special guest to play as well. So that's next week. Ooh. On the live show. It is so exciting. Please, please, please tune in.
Ooh. And Darren, putting you on the spot, who's the Retro Hall of Fame from?
The Retro Hall of Fame will be from one of the biggest celebrities that we've ever had on. Three Men and a Microphone, one of the biggest celebrities that we've ever done on the interviews from These Three Media, and an iconic personality from TV and stage.
And all of that to come on next week's show. But if you want to watch us do it live, Thursday the 10th of June, 8 o'clock, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, search Three Men and a Microphone and you will find us on all of those, and enjoy it because it's a lot of fun. And that is it for this week's episode of the show. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure. And it's been great fun. Thank you.
And thank you, Damien.
It has been a great show. Many, many LOLs. Over 70% of the country has been vaccinated. Did I say something wrong there?
No, many. No, I was just going to say many, many LOLs. Oh, many lols. It's many laughs, Damien.
Do you know, I'm
trying
just...
to be down with the kids.
Yeah, we don't talk in emojis. It's many, oh, Rolf, rolling on the floor laughing. Sorry, go on, carry on.
I can't stand you. You are like fungus on my
toe.
Keep getting jabbed. Keep getting vaccinated. Things are getting better. Stay safe. Ta-da!
That was proper Brummy. You actually did an accent. Well done. You tied it all back into the start of the show. It's amazing. Please do. Right, that is it from us. Thank you so much for listening wherever you are. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, Three Men and a Microphone, and all your podcast apps. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other places you can find us. And check out the website, threemenandamicrophone.co.uk. And until next week, look after yourselves, stay safe, and goodbye for now.
These Three Media.
Three Men and a Microphone Podcast.